Hey everyone, this is Marty Hines from Marty's MS Life, and you're listening to Grace Through Pain, A Journey to Hope. Let's go.
Hey, hello, hello. Welcome to Grace Through Pain, A Journey to Hope. I'm excited to talk today. I'm excited to get y'all's opinion and see where you stand on things, and I think it's going to be a really good conversation. I think that as I've gotten older, I feel like a lot of my friends, we're all either turning 40 or have just turned 40. I turned 40 last October, had a big blowout, still recovering from that. I feel like all these 83 and 84 babies, we are doing the most right now, but I love it. I'm here for it. My 40 was definitely the most and it was epic. I'm going to go ahead and put some pictures in of it because it was so great. So yeah, you're going to see those. If you're watching, you get to see some of my 40th birthday. But something that's kind of happened, I feel like leading up to 40, like right before my 40th birthday, and then so much more so after, it feels like a huge shift in relationships and friendships. Like I said, platonic relationships, romantic relationships, it just feels, I don't know. I kind of feel like Mercury was in retrograde. It's been in retrograde these past 6 months since turning 40 because my relationships, I feel like, have been all over the place. And part of me, you know, I'm self-aware enough to take a moment to think like maybe it's me. Like maybe I have something, you know, to do with it. And it's weird. And well, hold on. Let me, first of all, MS always rears its head. I'm in the middle of a flare. I've been in a flare since March where I'm dealing with optic neuritis. And so I can't actually see well out of my left eye. And it's getting harder to kind of see the controls on this podcast. So put my readers on. Okay. This is a mess. Okay. Where was I at? Yes. So friendships, relationships, romantic relationships across the board have been, I've wondered if I've played a role in how some of my, what I feel like longstanding relationships, you know, have deteriorated. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like, how are all of these relationships changing and not in a great way, kind of like all at once? And so again, I'm self-aware enough to think like maybe I'm the problem, maybe it's me, and what am I doing? And to be honest, I wouldn't say that I'm the problem, but I definitely would say that it's me. Yeah, it's me. I've unpacked it in therapy, talked about it a lot at length. I think that relationships that we care about, it might seem, at least from me, that I can be a little clinical or can make kind of some like hard, fast decisions or have these really like tall boundary walls, and it can seem hard to navigate. But to be honest, I'm incredibly thoughtful, and it's really a long time coming before I decide to take a step back or away from a relationship. If it gets to that point, again, it was a long time kind of coming. There's been a lot of internal conversations, bouncing things off with my therapist, prayer, before I kind of get to that point of stepping back or stepping away. So if I get there, it's been a road, and the signs and the flags kind of were all there, but I have realized that it really is me. I have become just really aware of what I need from relationships and also what I'm capable and willing to give. Because, you know, I do think that when you are dealing with anything chronic, it's a lot to carry. It's heavy. It's constant. It's ongoing. And so it can kind of feel like sometimes I feel like I'm taking up a lot of space in my relationships, and that the focus, you know, whatever it is that I'm going through, kind of becomes like the headline is what it can feel like to me sometimes. And not saying that anyone's ever said that to me or even made me feel that way. It's completely, you know, internal that I feel this way. And so, you know, there's some guilt there where you just feel like, okay, it's hard. I mean, I don't have a lot of really good updates. I have a lot of pain. I have a lot of unknowns. I have a lot of fear. I've got a lot of just like not great news. And so, you know, a friend of mine asked me recently if I had gotten rest. And the way that they asked me, oh, did you get some rest last night? It was like they were willing me to say yes, like, trust you got some good rest. And I was so like annoyed. I was like, no, I did not. I never do. Stop asking me that. I mean, I literally just was like, I feel like you're trying to like nudge me along into telling you that I had some rest. I didn't, but I don't even know. Just don't even ask. Like, you know, I didn't. Like at this point, I don't sleep. At most, if I can sleep for 3 hours straight, that's like the best kind of night I'm going to get. So we're 5 years in. Stop asking me if I got rest. I didn't. And now it's awkward. Now we're all looking at me like, let's just not even ask that question, because the answer is no. You know, find a different way. And I was low on spoons. You know, we talked about this a few episodes ago. So I wasn't giving a lot of grace. And I definitely bit his head off and was just like, no, I did not. That's not ever the case. And if it is the case, I will let you know. So don't ask me. I'll tell you if it turns out that I got some rest last night. Until then, until further noticed, just know that I didn't. And, you know, proceed with care. But I'm getting off topic, because it wasn't where I was going with that. But all that to say, I feel like there's not a lot of good updates, you know, on my end. And so I don't want to take over the conversation or have it be all about me, or, you know, everyone else is kind of going through their own thing. So to then hear a heavy update from me or a negative update from me, like, that's not something that now I'm making your day feel worse. Or maybe you feel like you can't speak up and tell me what's going on with you because it seems trivial compared to what I'm going through, which I want to hear it. I want to hear what has you upset. I want to be there and be able to be a friend. So, you know, there's all this masking and, you know, just keeping things to yourself and just not really sharing. And that brings a separation. That makes people feel not as connected to you. And so there's just all these layers to what and when I choose to share what's kind of going on with me. But when I do, you know, with friends, there is an expectation that they will listen and that they will hear me and validate me and let me know that they see me. And I want them to feel the same when they are sharing whatever trials or whatever tribulations that they're going through. And so when it comes to boundaries, it's, you know, how do you determine, like, are your boundary walls too high? You know, like, you're not giving people a chance, you're too strict, or, you know, there's just like setting people up for failure. Like, they're never going to be able to, you know, work within those boundaries. And the thing with boundaries is it's not, I think I read somewhere that the boundaries are not to tell people how to treat you. The boundaries are for you to decide how you're going to be treated. So it's like, you know, it's not this thing where you have to do this and I'm forcing you or trying to teach you or there's some repercussion for it. It's really more about, this is the way that I can exist on this world, in this life, in this space that brings me peace. So any movement that I'm making, any decision or choices that I'm making are about me and my peace. And so if by default, or if by chance that means that we now talk less, or we don't hang out as much, or we don't do the same things that we used to do. It's not a punishment. It's not, you know, I'm going to show you that, you know, this is the consequence for, you know, not treating me the way that I want to be treated. It's just the outcome. You know, that this isn't a punitive decision. It's just what it is. And I think that if we can get away from it being like, oh, you did this and I didn't want you to do it, so as a result, I'm not your friend anymore, as if though, again, there's this consequence or this punishment, that's where it turns into the narrative that you are holding your friendship hostage, or you are, you know, kind of calling all of these shots and not taking into consideration anyone else's feelings. And I do want to kind of just say there, this is about what you want in your life. So you actually are sovereign. You get to decide. It isn't a democracy. It's not. It's, I want this type of energy in my space. I want these types of relationships. I want these kind of interactions. And those are the only interactions that I'm interested in having. So if it's not going to be that, then you don't get to have that space in my life. And I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I don't have to get the okay on that. This is my life and these are my relationships. And so then I get to decide. And I just want you to feel empowered and don't feel guilty or like you're being tough or you're not being fair. You know, I've gotten that a lot, that like I'm not being fair to friends or to people when I make a decision about the shift in what the relationship's going to be. And I know I'm going to get a lot of opinions on this, but different opinions rather. But it's something that I really am doubling down on, because I think that you can share with your friends or people that you're in romantic relationships with, like, hey, this is something that's going to be a problem for me. This is something that's going to make it where we're not going to be able to engage with each other the same kind of way. Again, it's not a consequence. It's just letting you know, like, this is uncomfortable for me. This gives me anxiety. This doesn't work for me. This doesn't make me happy. This doesn't bring me peace. So it's going to probably be a shift if this is something that you feel like you need to hold to. And I respect that. It's like, if you need to be this way, if this is how you want to engage and this is what you need, I get it. It's just like, we might not be a fit right now. We just might not be on the same page right now. It's not a closed door. It's not a forever goodbye, but it's just like, at this time with what I have going on, with what I need, we're not matching. We're not fitting. And that's what, you know, a boundary is. And so I think that it's really taking the time, and this is what you do with people that you care about, to have that conversation, which I know for a lot of people, they're not confrontational. It's uncomfortable. They don't want to do it. And I get it, but it's take the time to say, like, this isn't working for me. This is getting harder for me. And I'm really hopeful that we can shift in a way that you feel good about too. But if it turns out that we don't, then we might just have to take a step back. And I think there's this thing with these long-standing relationships of, we've been friends for 10 years, we've been friends for 20 years, so you kind of have to deal with it, or you kind of have to, you know, allow it to keep being the way that it is based off of this history that you have with someone. And that history kind of is like holding you hostage a little bit. And who wants to be felt forced into being in a relationship with someone, whether it's platonic or a friendship? Like, who wants to feel that? I don't want to feel exhausted and tired. I'm already exhausted and tired every day, all the time. So when I do have time to be with my friendships and my relationships, I want that to be a place of solace. I want that to be a place of joy, a place of peace. And listen, we're going to have disagreements, and we're going to not, you know, always be on the same page with our friends. I mean, we're different. That's life, right? There's going to be disagreements. There's going to be things that we are on opposite sides on. But when it crosses that line into feeling somewhat toxic or feeling, again, like your peace is being affected, that's when you kind of have to raise your hand and be like, listen, this isn't working for me anymore. And it's okay for things to change on your end. So that person could be the exact same person that they always have been. And that's the thing that I think is hard, is when you change or you shift, or when your needs change, and then the person that you've been in this relationship with for as long as you have had this relationship, they're not any different. Let's say they're exactly who they've always been. You know, that saying, like, we are who we always were. Nothing's changed. You're the one that's changed. And that's okay too, to say like, hey, I know we used to operate this way. I know we used to engage this way, but this isn't working for me anymore. I'm different now, and I need different things, and I need more from you. And give people the opportunity and the chance to say whether they can be different or shift or change, or, you know, just hear from your side of things and be open to that. You know, give them the chance to. That's the whole point of these friendships that you want to be able to have forever and not lose. You know, I don't think that when you choose to, if you do it in the right way and you communicate and you're transparent, when you choose to maybe take a step back, it doesn't have to mean forever. There's seasons and there's time and space that sometimes have to happen, because we're all just going through different things, and we can't necessarily be a part of every chapter of someone's journey. That isn't necessarily how it's going to be. Sometimes you have to tap out. Sometimes you have to sit this one out and say, you know what? I'm going to let you kind of go through that, or I need to go through this on my own or without this dynamic. And I love you, but I've got to take some time. And I truly believe, I like to think that these relationships that are close to you and dear to you, that they will return, and that it isn't something that is something that used to be or something that was. You know, I really do hope and believe, I have to believe, that you'll find your way back to each other and into a new groove, into a groove that works with both of you. I really do. But I just don't want you to feel that guilt, or let anyone make you feel like the bad guy for choosing, demanding, and enforcing how your relationships are going to look and feel like for you. It's up to you. And sometimes, you know what? It could be a little lonely. That might happen, where you look around and, you know, it's like, where are all the people that were my core people, the people that were in my life for so long, and they're not there anymore? We barely talk. And, you know, it makes you just be like, okay, is there something wrong with me? And it's like, no, there's nothing wrong with you, but you are maybe the reason why there is this shift in this space. And own it, be okay with it, try to be okay with it, try to, you know, be as much at peace with it that you can, because, you know, you miss those relationships. You miss them. There's not, I know I do. I know that there's certain relationships that I think of daily, wishing it could be what it was, wishing that maybe I hadn't opened my eyes to certain things, or wishing that maybe I wasn't in as sensitive of a place or as aware, or that these things didn't bother me any that the way that they used to, and seeing, like, wishing maybe that I hadn't changed. You know, change is hard. I'm not someone that is afraid of change. You know, I don't push against change in a way that, you know, I know that some people have big problems with change. That's not something that I would say about myself, but it doesn't mean that it's not still hard. It doesn't mean that you don't still some kind of long for, have the desire to have things back the way that they were. You know, I always say that when I was in my early 20s, how simple life was. You know, it was like we were broke, just like having fun. Things weren't that deep. You know, you went to work and you clocked out of work and that was it. You know, there wasn't these things kind of weighing on you. Smartphones were nowhere near as smart. You weren't tied to them and to this kind of constant communication all of the time and always being on and always being connected. It was a simpler time, and I long for that. I long for that. There just isn't, there's nothing wrong with missing the way that things used to be. I think that you just can't lose yourself in that, and you have to have hope that things are just as they should be. And that's hard, especially living with a chronic illness or dealing with any kind of chronic grief or pain. It's hard to lean into the perspective that this is all happening for a reason and it's all happening as it should. That's something hard to kind of wrap your mind around and get on board with. And I know that I struggle with it too. And that's why it really is a journey to hope. And we have to give ourselves and others that grace. So I support you in your boundaries. Don't question yourself. Don't second guess them. Give people some grace as they are trying to navigate your boundaries, because I think they want to be able to. So try to give them that grace as they figure out this new kind of roadmap that you are laying out, and, you know, give yourself that grace as well. All right, guys, talk to you soon.